town of Yorktown has been invited to participate in Mounds Lake Planning Commission, and whereas
Yorktown's town council approved a resolution on Monday night that says it will not participate in a Mounds Lake commission if one were formed. The vote was a symbolic one. An official ordinance to create the commission died in Daleville last week after that town's council unanimously voted it down.
We indicated at the time we would be the very last entity to vote on this thing. We stood by that, and we meant it.
That's Yorktown Council President Rich Lee. He says the council always intended to take the last vote on the issue for a good reason.
We were waiting to sit back and weigh all of the information. For the life of me, I can't understand why people wanted to hurry through this thing. Why would you ever hurry through such an enormous decision? That's when mistakes are made. We were careful not to do that.
The resolution not to join any governing body of the reservoir project did not pass unanimously. Councilman Rick Glob says he wanted to see Yorktown participate in an idea he calls pure genius.
This community complains about population loss, youth drain, brain drain, et cetera, et cetera. These are the opportunities that you can create that could curb some of that outflow. This is why people want to be at Morris Lake and Geist and Fishers and Carmel, because of recreational opportunities that exist like this.
Yorktown's vote officially splits the opinions of Madison and Delaware counties, the two counties that would have shared the 2,100-acre lake. All units of government voting in Madison County wanted to continue the Mounds Lake project. All units of government in Delaware County, however, did not. Linda Hansen is the spokeswoman for the League of Women Voters of Muncie, Delaware County. She says she's thankful that Yorktown's vote let Delaware County speak in a united voice.
I think perhaps people in Delaware County were looking very closely at all the reports that were done. It did not look good for what would happen in Delaware County. That Lowhead Dam was not going to give us a reservoir.
The Mounds Lake Reservoir Project is headed by Rob Sparks, the executive director of Anderson's Corporation for Economic Development. Sparks did not attend Yorktown's council meeting, but last week at Daleville's meeting, he said the project still has merit, and the CED would see if there was another avenue to continue the reservoir's creation. In Yorktown, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.